From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning to all our listeners. Welcome to the program. We will have the Reverend William McCrae and the Whitfield Choir singing for us in a moment or two the lovely hymn, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. First of all, turn with me to Mark chapter 8, while we read again verses 34 to 38. While you're looking up that chapter, do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will have another reading from the book, The 59 Revival, by Dr. Paisley, as well as another study in the series, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Remember, we're giving away free copies of Dr. Paisley's book on the 59 Revival. Many of you have contacted us and obtained a copy. Be sure you send for yours. Now turn with me, please, Mark chapter 8 and the verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Now here's the Reverend McCrae and the Whitfield Choir singing that hymn, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross.
Jesus keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, rain, it seems, before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow o'er me. Just beyond the ridge.
Going to concentrate on the verse 36 this morning. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Here is one of the Bible's most wonderful verses. It is brimming full of gospel truths. As is so often the case in the New Testament, this is a question posed by the Lord Jesus. Some of the greatest of the Savior's statements are set forth in the form of a question. Here's one of them. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Let me show you, first of all, the Savior clearly indicates that man has a soul. You say, well, that's rather an elementary truth. Elementary it may be, and yet it's a truth that so many people ignore. Few today consider the fact that they have a soul. They are too busy occupied with the body to consider that which is the most important aspect of their being. Which is more valuable, the shell or the kernel, the oyster or the pearl? So it is with the body. It is but the shell. The soul is the kernel. It is the pearl. We have a soul. Let us ever bear that in mind. And it is of infinite value. Its value may be seen in its capabilities. Our soul makes us different from the rest of creation. We are capable of communion, of fellowship, of intimacy with the Creator. That is not something any other creature has, apart from the angels. We have a capability of communing with God, of being in His presence and company, of enjoying God. That is the capability of the soul. And it shows its value. Its value is seen in its duration. Our soul shall never die. Don't you let anyone tell you that at death your body is thrown into the ground, buried, and you cease to exist. That's a lie of the devil. You have an everlasting soul that will dwell throughout the eternal ages, in heaven or in hell. That's why it is of such infinite value. The cost of its redemption indicates also the value of the soul. What value does God place upon it? He who knows all things, He who is never defrauded, what value does God place upon the soul? God places such a value upon the souls of men and women that He sent His only begotten Son to die to redeem sinners. I think also the devil's anxiety to damn the soul is a pretty good yardstick to measure its value. He who is so keen to destroy, to damn, to bring to everlasting misery the soul of man, is indicating in his anxiety the value of that soul. He who would strike hardest against God, who would destroy that which is held in God's eyes in the highest esteem, employs all his time, his talents, his strength to damn sinners. Surely that tells us that the soul is of great value. Let me tell you something else. The soul may be lost. The Savior says here, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world, but lose his own soul? The soul may be lost. Your soul, you to whom I am speaking today, your soul may be lost. It can be lost through ignorance. Lost because you don't know that you have a soul. That you don't know that it is perishing. That it's under the condemnation of God and must be saved. You can be lost through ignorance. You can be lost through negligence. You may know all the truths of the gospel, and yet just neglect to act. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Asks the Apostle Paul in Hebrews. How indeed? How shall a sinner escape if he neglects the salvation of a soul? The soul may be lost through neglect. It may be lost through disobedience, through outright rejection of the Word of God, through a turning of the back upon the gospel message, a refusing to consider for one moment the need of the soul. I have on many occasions stood at the graveside and preached the gospel to the mourners who had gathered to bid a last farewell to a loved one or a friend or a neighbor, an acquaintance. And I have seen on the countenances of some anger as I have preached the gospel. They don't want to be reminded of the need they have of Jesus Christ. They don't want to be reminded of God's word to them regarding salvation. There's a spirit of disobedience, a spirit of defiance, a spirit of rejection at work in their souls. And I tell you, it will cost them. It will cost them most dearly, for they will lose their own soul. How does it stand with you today? How does it stand with you today? Have you ever given thought to your soul? While you have looked after the body, you have rested it, pampered it, comforted it, dressed it, and done everything that its inclinations require of you. But have you thought of your soul? Have you thought of your soul? As you have pursued a path through life, have you remembered your soul? Listen to the words of Christ again. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I think we'll come back to this next week in the will of the Lord. Remember our program tonight. Tune in. Join with us again. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.